Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Intidari Salah, the chapter on the virtue of waiting for Salah. We did the reward of the different Salahs, then we did the reward of walking to the Masjid. Now we reach the Masjid and we have to wait for Salah. There's a reward for that also. Look at the kindness, the mercy, the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the way to the Masjid, we're getting rewarded. We reach the Masjid and we have to wait for Salah, we're getting rewarded. Unfortunately, what happens sometimes, if we go to a place and we realize that we're early for Salah. Now, instead of waiting in the Masjid for Salah, a person will stay outside and he'll talk, or he'll sit in his car, or he'll use his phone. But rather, a person that's sitting and waiting for Salah, as we do in the Hadith, this person is already getting rewarded as though he's in Salah. He's only waiting for Salah, but Allah Ta'ala's kindness is such, if my banda is waiting for Salah, I'm rewarding him as though he's in Salah. And whilst waiting there, if he's engaged in tilawah, he's engaged in zikr, he's engaged in dua, now he's getting even more reward. One is the reward of being in Salah, and he's getting the reward of his zikr, his tilawah, his dua, etc. So therefore, it's only a foolish person who'll come early and say, oh, I'm still early today, so let me stay outside. And why this hadith, or these hadiths and explanations are given to us, especially in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how it used to be is that the muazzin would call out the adhan for the time of salah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come, then only the jamaat would stand up and then they would perform salah. So sometimes you'd find that a person would come very early. Unlike our time and age, that when adhan is given, then after 10 minutes, after 15 minutes, we know the salah will stand up, salah will take place. But sometimes a person may have to wait for 1 hour too, or sometimes more than that. Or sometimes the person would have to wait just for a few minutes, but there was no time. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, he would see that the jamaat has become big, people have come, he would perform the salah. So, and this continued also in the time of the Khulafa'i Rashidin, that when they would come, then salah would begin. So people would wait, and they would wait patiently. So to don't think, in other words, when this fadailah is there to tell us, don't think that your time is wasted. The person may think to himself, my time is wasted, I'm waiting so long for salah, maybe I should rush and dash to another masjid. Don't think like that. Person is getting rewarded as though he's already in salah by just waiting for salah. Another thing that ulama also explained when we do the hadith, we understand is that there are some merits and some virtue for a person waiting for salah. It doesn't have to be that he's waiting for a faraz salah. He's even waiting for a nafil salah. For example, after fajr, you get people that sit, Allah Pak give us tawfiq, they sit and they wait for ishraq salah. Ishraq salah is not the faraz salah, but the person is sitting and he's waiting for that salah. He's getting rewarded as though he's in salah, even waiting for that nafil salah. This is the kindness. Person is waiting from asr time till maghrib time, he's in the masjid, he's making Quran Sharif. But the whole purpose and maqsad for him sitting in the masjid is he's waiting for salah. So even though it may be a makruh time to read salah, he can't read salah after asr salah. There's no nafil salah. But even though it is that time where it's a makruh time, but he's already getting rewarded as though he's in salah, waiting for salah. So this is something that shouldn't disappoint us. Actually, we should look forward to going to the masjid, waiting for salah, the kindness, the clemency. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we're getting rewarded whilst in the masjid. And when we do this hadith of today, we see, there's one additional favor, apart from the many favors that Allah ta'ala gives, is the malaika makes special dua for that person that is there waiting for salah. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, لا يزال أحدكم في صلاة ما دامت الصلاة تحبسه لا يمنعه أن ينقلب إلى أهله إلا الصلاة متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you are considered to be in salah as long as it is salah that keeps you waiting, and nothing else prevents you from returning to your family. Nothing else is holding you back from going home except that you are waiting for salah. So this is what this hadith is saying. If you are considered to be in salah, so long as it's salah that keeps you waiting. Salah is the thing that's keeping you waiting. And nothing else is preventing you from now going back home, except that salah that you are waiting for. So now what is the reward? You are, the hadith is saying, you are considered to be in salah. So whilst you're waiting, you're already considered to be in salah. One more hadith will do. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الملائكة تصلي على أحدكم ما دام في مصلاه الذي صلى فيه ما لم يحدث تقول اللهم اغفر له اللهم ارحمه رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the angels make dua for each of you as long as you remain in the spot where you perform salah and your wudu does not break, saying, oh Allah, forgive him, oh Allah, have mercy on him. In other words, this person is sitting with wudu and now he's waiting for salah. As I gave an example, he's waiting for Ishraq salah to set in. Person is sitting, sometimes it may be Eid day, a person is waiting for the Eid salah to come in, whatever it is, but the person is sitting there with wudu, that's what it meant by so long as the wudu doesn't break. In other words, you're sitting with wudu and you're waiting. So what happens is there's a malaika, or these, the hadith explains that the malaika make dua for such a person. Malaika means plural of malak, plural of angel. So angels are making dua for you. Many angels are making dua for you. What dua are they making? Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, have mercy on him. Which one of us don't need the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala? Which one of us don't need the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Easy way of doing it is a person spending time in the masjid. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. We shouldn't have that type of quality that we want to be the last one to come in and the first one to run out. We should come early and we should be happy to sit after a while also in the masjid and then leave this habit of coming last and rushing. This is not the style of a believer. A believer is happy to take the du'as of the malaika, is happy to be in the company of the malaika, is happy to be in the company of the pious, and is comfortable staying in the masjid. He's not like a fish out of water. In fact, when he's outside, he's uncomfortable, but when he's inside the masjid, then a believer, a true believer, is very, very comfortable, because now he's in a place where he's in the company of very, very pious, so to speak, very divine, celestial beings, the company of the malaika and the other pious people that are around. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.